This is the Colorado Real Estate Experience. My name is Dick Girard and my co-host is Pat Draw. Today we are going to talk about why buy now here in Denver, Colorado. Is it the right time to buy a house? Remember, we have a lot of great information on our Facebook page, Colorado Real Estate Experience. You can go to coloradorealestateexperience.com and see all of our information there and links to the podcast and all that, all those things. So Pat, let's talk a little bit about, is it the right time to buy and why should you buy now here in Denver, Colorado?
Well, I mean, where do we start, right? I mean, there's a million reasons why now's the time to buy. I think the most, one of the most important reasons is the affordability levels are pretty good, right? Compared to where they've been, and where they're projected to be right now is optimal because of interest rates are really being held down just because of some of the uncertainties out there overseas with the different things that are going on with the political landscape, as well as just where our general markets are here in the United States. Our rates are being kept down lower than anticipated, which is a good thing, but there's a lot of pressure on them to go higher. I mean, I know that we've talked about before, and if you're looking back through previous podcasts or some of the video stuff we've done, I mean, the rate projections for the year are what, like 5.5, and we're a good point or so lower than that right now. In some cases, depends on the situation, obviously. Right. But bottom line is this: is that really creates a much more affordable situation for people when they buy a house. Having those rates down quite a bit. I mean, there's a lot of reasons and we'll discuss them all, but the way I look at it is this, is that, like 1 point in interest rate probably equates to $20,000 or $25,000 in home price difference, just balancing payment. So in other words, and again, that's a rough estimate because it depends on a lot of different factors. But if you're looking at a general, kind of a generalization, if your rate is 1 point less, it's probably going to be, let's say an average of about $100 a month difference in payment, and $100 difference in payment is $20,000 to $25,000 difference in price. So it makes a big difference, right? So you could buy a house that maybe $10,000 more expensive, but if the rates are lower, you're going to have a lower payment than you would if they were higher and the value is lower. So I think right now that's the optimal piece, amongst other things, in terms of really going out there and trying to maybe jump in the home buying market. If you're even close or thinking about buying a home this year, maybe now's the time to move it up, move up your strategy and get into the market right now.
Yeah, because the interest rates definitely, and they were a lot higher, just a few months ago. They were in the low fives, and getting up to the mid fives already. And now they've taken a little downturn here, and we got to take advantage of that. But I think the main reason to buy now in the Denver metro area is because prices are still going up, and like you talked about affordability and things like that. It might be affordable now and it might not be affordable later on, So right. That's something that, and you hear in the media, these nationwide statistics and these things, housing is down, housing is coming down, that type of thing. Well, as we all know in real estate, it's really location, 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 right? So we always hear. And Denver, Colorado is different than Des Moines, Iowa, and some of these other places out there. And really, even in Denver, it's really neighborhood by neighborhood. There are some neighborhoods that are always going to do better than others also. So you really have to hone in on the area that you're looking for, but prices are not going down. The supply and demand is really, it's really more on the demand side. And I don't see anything changing that in the near future. They have to build a ton more houses than they are right now in order to catch up with the demand. This is a very desirable place to live, and it will be for the near future, and that's going to keep prices going up. Now, I don't know that they're going to go up as fast as they have in the last 5 years, but that doesn't mean they're not going to go up. You know, if you're looking at a $400,000 house now, that house might be $415,000, $420,000 3 months from now. You know, we just don't know, but it's definitely not going to be $350,000 3 months from now. You know, it's definitely going up.
Absolutely. Well, so two things I wanted to say. One is, you know, because we were looking at some stats earlier, and the new home starts, while they were up, they're nowhere near enough in terms of like the new home sales, they're up, but there's still not enough to meet the demand. But they're trying to change that. However, it seems like they're always behind the curve when you talk about the new home stuff, because there's such a lengthy process to that. Now, granted, that will come into play, you know, even more so as we move throughout 2019 and into 2020, because, you know, all the development and such will be taking shape. But I want to talk about one thing here. Let's go back, because you and I are looking at something differently, and this is actually, I think, a good debate that we can have, is that I'm just thinking the numbers in terms of rates, right? So let's say, I'm just doing some math here, because I was a little off. Actually, it was more dramatic or extreme than I was letting it on to be.
Right.
So you bought let's say you financed $375,000, which seemed to be kind of an average house. The difference between a rate at, again, these, I'm not, as a disclaimer, we're not saying these are the rates right now, because that's something we really can't get into in our, you know, in our live stuff, because they change so fast. But let's use an example, right? Here's just an example. If you pay, let's say you finance $375,000, and just for simplicity's sake, we're only using principal and interest payment. At 4.5% at $375,000 loan, your payment is like $1,900. At 5.5% on that $375,000 loan, your payment's like $2,100, $2,130. That's $230 difference. So I was saying it's about $150. I was off by $80. So here's the difference. There's a general rule of thumb that $10,000 in loan is about $50 in payment. Again, you know, give or take $10, but just say $50 in payment. So that right there says that, let's say this is, there's a lot of people right now that in the Denver market, to get what they want, they're kind of qualifying at a cap, and they're buying up to that cap, right? So this is important in terms of our discussion today, as far as like why buy now. In my point of the rates being lower is the fact that this, if you go and finance $375,000, that's, you're going to have a payment of X. Well, if you take that same loan amount, let's say the values are the same, but rates go up a point, which, you know, like up to where they're expected to be, guess what? You're going to qualify for like $345,000. That's a considerably different house, you know, in terms of what you would qualify for. So whether it's your personal affordability levels, which we don't always discuss, right? Because not everybody goes, I qualify for $2,500 a month payment. Woohoo, let's pay it. A lot of people are like, I'm not paying more than, you know, $2,000 a month. That's where I'm at. So you have two different factors here. The max you qualify for, if you're in that camp, and there's a lot of people in that camp in this market of, okay, I can afford this, and this is what I qualify for. So let's push it to the max. A lot of people there. There's also a lot of people going, I don't want to pay any more than X. So both of those are pretty important factors with where rates are right now, not just with the home values, because I would argue that you can sustain a little bit of a home value like push or increase over a rate increase. And that's kind of, I don't want to say proof in the pudding, but like I said, if you're using that 375 number, it's a difference of $230 a month just between that point and rate.
Well, and I think, you know, either or is bad, right? Rates going up, you afford less. But if you get rates going up and prices going up, now you've got the worst of both worlds, right? And so now that, and I believe that's what's going to happen. I don't think we're going to see rates back in the threes anytime soon. You know, now it's possible, you know, anything's possible, but, you know, the trend is rates, you know, trending up. And, with the supply and demand thing with housing price, let's just use your example of, let's say it's a $400,000 house, just for easy math. and you can afford that house right now, and you choose not to buy it, and you choose to wait till till June or July to buy that house. Well, now let's say rates are up a half a point. So now you don't qualify for that $400,000 house anymore because you were maxing out, right? Now you qualify for, let's just throw in 380, or 385, something like that, or 390. And now that $400,000 house is now priced at 410. So now you're actually looking at a different type of house, that's already $20,000 to $25,000 difference when you factor both of them in, and that's just a half a point difference. If rates go up a full point, or prices go up a little bit more than that, you're really looking at a whole different type of house. Instead of a $400,000 house, you might be looking at a $375,000 house, for that same payment.
Right, and so let me say this. You and I are definitely on the same page. We just both have different focuses, right? I mean, like, I'm thinking in terms of purely by payment, and you're thinking by home value and, the ability to build more wealth, which makes just as much sense. So that's why I think if we really look at what your thoughts are and what my thoughts are, and we go, let's put those two together, it's the perfect storm to buy right now in terms of going, hey, you're going to still get, like, some of the numbers we're saying, and I saw them earlier, that it's not huge, but there's an uptick in houses being listed. So listings are starting to pick up, but the demand to buy them has not picked up yet. So we're kind of entering purgatory in terms of a sales season. Technically the middle of March is kind of the height where the sales season starts, but this is just general sentiment amongst our agent partners that we've spoken with. I don't think that the buyers have stepped up to the plate yet and started looking at houses. So with rates being down, knowing that there's pressure on them to go up, and maybe buyers not reentering the market quite like everybody expected, while more homes are getting listed, what does that mean? Less demand, right? So there's more supply than demand, which means you're going to get a better price on your house. You're going to get more things that, more added value in terms of, writing a contract and so on and so forth. And at the same time, you're also going to have to be the benefactor of the rates, which we already discussed. I mean, think about what it is. Even a half a point is going to make half that difference. So even if you're talking about a half a point swing, which can happen really quick, in the market, we could have a market, swing over the next 2 weeks. Next thing you know, the rates are up a half a point, and that can make a difference in what, 100 and, $15 a month in your payment, or $25,000 in your qualifying levels if you're at the maximum. So right now is a great time.
Oh, absolutely. And, there's probably 12 to 1500 houses that sell in December, January, February, in that range. And there's more like 5,000-6,000 sold in June and July, so we have to, there are going to be a lot more activity in the summertime. But that means prices are going to be up. If prices are up and all of that, it's definitely the right time. And I'm not arguing one side or the other, because I think both are going to happen.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing that people need to understand is just like you said, it's kind of the perfect storm of the right time to buy, because all these things are going to, when you hear in the media too, a housing slowdown, that doesn't mean that prices are coming down. That means they're just not going up as much. So use the analogy, you're going 85 miles an hour down the freeway and you hit the brakes a little bit and now you're going 40. Well, you're still going ahead, right? You're not going backwards. So prices, a $400,000 house is not going to be worth $375, 6 months from now. They're still going forward. They just might not be going at 85 miles an hour like they were the last few years. So that's something really important to, when you hear all this talk about slowdowns and that type of thing, that doesn't mean that prices are going down. It means that they're just not going up as fast, which I think is healthy. I think they were going up way too fast.
Well, you want to see it settle down because it can't sustain it. I mean, what happens is, it's no different than,
Price people out of the market.
Right. Well, think about, remember the back in the days of, tech stocks and taking off, and you're going, the price to earning ratios were way out of whack, and you're like, this stock is not even worth a tenth of this, but I'm going to buy it. And you kept riding it, and then all of a sudden, boop, the bottom dropped out. So you really want that healthy kind of short-term progressive appreciation over the big appreciation. Yeah. I mean, first of all, your house is only worth what somebody's willing to pay when you sell it. So it doesn't even matter. It's paper money. Until you sell it, and while you're going to live there, it doesn't matter what it's worth. As long as you're happy and you have a place to live and you love your home, what really matters is when you go to sell it and what time that is. That's when all that really matters. So the bottom line is, I think, you know, ideally with what you and I are talking about, I mean, I think this brings from what I'm looking at, like if I'm thinking from a consumer standpoint, I'm going, you know what? Those really are the two most pronounced arguments for buying a house sooner than later. The fact that rates are good and the fact that values have settled down a little bit but are expected to go up again later, now's the time. So what you're saying and what I'm saying, even though we're on the same page, you know, like I'm thinking like this is probably most important. You're thinking like this is most important. They really are two, you know, almost linear importances, if you will, in terms of, you know, they're both hitting at the same time. So absolutely, it's a great time if you're thinking, like if you're saying, I'm going to buy a house in August. Well, I mean, that's a long time from now. I'm not telling you, I'm not saying, you know, you're going to lose out and, you know, step up to the plate and buy a house right now. But what I'm saying is this. If there's some flexibility at all in what you're doing in terms of, you know, when you can move or when you can look to buy or whatever, now would be ideal to be in the market to buy a house compared to, you know, what's expected in that kind of that June, July, August months. Well, and the fact that we don't know what's going to happen to rates.
Absolutely. And I think what you're talking about too is if you buy now, you might get a better house if you buy now than if you wait. You know, so that's something that really, and I want to throw one more thing in here is the buying versus renting, you know, and the wealth building, you know, so you've got the interest rates, you got the housing prices going up, but you also have rents going up, right? So, and rents, you know, we always hear that analogy of why pay somebody else's mortgage when you can pay your own. And that is something that is extremely important in building wealth is getting into a house as soon as you can versus renting, you know? Right. And so I think that adds a whole nother layer to the whole thing. And we have all kinds of things that we can show you in a rent buy versus rent analysis. And if you want to text rent to 720-650-6440, we'll send you a buy versus rent analysis and kind of show you, you know, what the difference is and how much wealth you can create in, you know, 5-10 years versus when you buy versus renting. So I think that's really important. Also, on top of now, buying now because of the housing prices and the interest rates.
Well, it's funny you said that because we weren't even planning on even talking about that in this this session. But, you know, it's funny because of the last 2 weeks, I've had two different new buyers come in, both of them for the same reason. Their rents were getting increased. And it was actually one of them was like $150 a month. Well, you know, that's pretty substantial. Absolutely. You know, to think of here, I'm going to rent. Like they had no thought of buying a house, you know, but they were friends of the agent that I'm working with. And they're like, hey, our rent's going up by $150 a month. What are the odds of us buying a house? And here's our situation. And they did talk about one of the things that they're concerned. They didn't have much money to put down. But they were, regardless, they were forced out of their rental situation because they couldn't afford that. So the funny thing is I said, well, let's sit down and talk about it and see if this is really right for you. And the one thing we figured out when looking at them, they needed a house. They weren't living in like an apartment or anything. So they wanted a house or a townhome. And we looked at, just with the agent, it's, you know, themselves, we looked at options for them and it turned out they could actually buy a house easier than they could go rent a new one. They've been in this house for a couple years. Their savings was pretty limited. I mean, we worked with them on some first time home buyer, program stuff, and there's some options out there in the market now with, you know, what's available in terms of getting some seller participation in terms of helping out there. And we were able to get them, these people, the one in particular with the big increase in rent, we were getting them in. They were basically, they had to write a check for $3,000 for earnest money, but they're getting $2,000 of that back at closing, which meant they're going to buy this house with $1,000 out of their pocket. And that's it, which was a lot cheaper for them to go in. They were paying, I think it was like $2,000 a month or something like that in rent. So a lot of the stuff they found was like, first month's rent and security deposit was your minimum investment, which was $4,000. So that's $3,000 cheaper than going out and renting a new place. Well, absolutely. They had no idea. They're like, I didn't even think about this. And their payment on the house that they're buying, which is better than what they were going to rent, their payment is lower by $200.
Yeah.
The $350 swing from what they would have gotten stuck with.
Well, I think that a lot of people that I talk to are nervous about buying a house. You know, they think it's it's risky. Well, what if I buy and housing prices go down, or my, you know, it's not worth as much as it is. Well, just like with your example, I think that what you have to realize is it's actually more conservative to buy a house because you're locking in your rent or your payment for 30 years. You know, it's only going to go up or down a little bit because of taxes and insurance, where if you're renting, you have no idea what that rent's going to be next year.
Well, just like these people, they were forced to move.
3 years from now, 4 years from now, or you don't know if they're going to sell the house out from under you, you know? Well, that's the other thing. And you might have your kids in a school, or you might have something and you might like the neighborhood. And now, hey, you're told you got to be out in 30 days because I'm selling the house, you know? So I think the stability of it and the locking in that payment, now you can budget and you can really start saving along with gaining equity and all that other things that are the benefits of owning a house. You've got a lot of other options too that you don't have when you rent, you know? And I think that that's really important too, that people don't think of it that way. They think of it, oh, you got great flexibility. Well, you might not have the flexibility of living where you want to live because you can't find a house that's available to rent in your area.
Well, and so it's funny, Dick, are you teeing me up here today? Is that what you're trying to do? We didn't even talk about
that. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Wow. What kind of support is that? So the other one was the other thing. The seller wanted to sell the house. They were considering selling the house, but they were trying to increase the rent at the same time to make a decision. Right. Now, they ultimately decided to sell the house, which is the reason why they, you know, the buyers came in and we worked out the same type of thing. They had a little more cash to put down. So it wasn't like a down payment assistance type situation, because they were looking to buy sometime in the next year anyways. But they made their decision easier and they made it quicker because of the rent potentially increasing, or the thought of the landlord selling. However, here's their challenge, is that they were forced to do something because of the seller, or the owner of the property. They had to do something quicker than they wanted to. And their kids they were worried about the kids having to be moved, because they really liked the neighborhood in the school system they were in, where all the kids' friends were. And that was a big deal. So let's go back to what you were saying, because that's a big deal. It's a big deal to think back in terms of going, wait a minute, there's a whole other side to this thing. When I'm a renter, you know, I have to deal with a landlord. I don't care if it's an apartment, you know, corporate owner, or if you're renting a house, townhome, or condo, whatever. If somebody else rents it, you're at their mercy no matter what. Now, granted, if you're living in an apartment, a little bit different, because they're not going to go anywhere. They just could improve your rent, you know, increase your rents.
But they still are telling you, can you have a pet? Can you not have a pet?
Exactly,
you know?
Right.
What, yeah. You know, can you upgrade? Can you paint the walls? They are in total control of you. You don't have control of everything that you do when you purchase that house. Now, there is some responsibility and some of that other stuff that go with it, but you're not having somebody tell you, this is what you're going to pay this month, you know, this is what you're going to pay all next year. You're locked in with that, and you are in control of what you want to do. If you want to go buy a dog, you can have a dog. You can have, you know, you can do the things that you want to do instead of having to ask a landlord what you want to do.
Yep. Well, and that was kind of where I was going with that, was like, hey, you have all this uncertainty, you know, and there's some emotional stuff tied into the uncertainty piece, you know, and even, you know, this one's pretty dramatic, because they had kids involved and they happened to really love the schools and the neighborhood, but they were almost forced out. Like, they end up finding a house close enough by, the kids go to the same schools, they're not as close to the neighborhood, but I mean, you can only control so much. But the idea is this: if you go buy your own place, right? I'm not gonna say house, but place, condo, townhome, single family residence, whatever it is, you're choosing where you wanna be and you control it. And when you lock in, I mean, chances are good you're going to go in, you're going to get, you know, whatever. You're going to go into the situation with buying a house, you're having the price, your payment's going to be the same, you're going to know what it is, and you're really in control of all that compared to somebody going in and saying, hey, I know you guys are real comfortable, and I know Junior and whatever were playing all their sports, and they had all their friends, and you had all your friends in the neighborhood, but I really want to sell this place, and, you know, whatever. You know, now you're forced to do something that you don't want to do, and that's kind of uprooting your life. And so there's a whole other side to owning a home that I think sometimes we don't think about, and that's really the security. Yep. You know, think about, was it Maslow's hierarchy of needs? I mean, basically, right. The roof over your head is right there at the top.
That's
right. You know, so it's the foundation of a need, and so the stability of that need is important. And the need is having a place that you can live and that you can just go, okay, this is taken care of. I'm good. I know nothing's going to change.
All of us want to live indoors somewhere, you know, especially but in this climate, especially this winter, you want to have some place that you can be inside, you know? So, whether you're renting or buying you need to have a place to live. Right. And if you're planning on living, you know, or being somewhat stable for, you know, 3 to 5 years, there's just no better way to build that wealth than to have a house and to lock in your payment for that long. And then obviously you have the choice at that point to do whatever you want to do. But if you're looking to relocate in 6 months, then it's probably not a great idea to buy a house, you know, but that's really the only time that it's really not advantageous to do that.
Right. Absolutely. Well, so, I mean, I think if you look at the culmination of really everything that we've said, I mean, our recommendation right now is that now is really a great time to buy, you know, and it's time to get out there, take advantage of the interest rates, take advantage of, you know, I don't want to say, you know, maybe a false market, but definitely a market that's being held down a little bit lower than what it, you know, the industry leaders think that it should be. I mean, I think that most of the experts are saying that rates should be higher and certainly will go higher, but they're kept down. Again, I hate to use the word artificially because they are what they are. They're there for a reason. But there's a lot of pressure for them to go up. So we know they're going to go up at some point in time this year. How high, we don't know, but the predictions going into the year were at 5.5, where, you know, rates, depending upon the program and your situation, you know, are anywhere from, you know, maybe a full point lower, maybe more than a point lower, maybe a little under a point lower, but bottom line is they're quite a bit lower than what they're expected to be at some point. And also too, going at this part of the season, you know, the buying season, it's a buyer's market for a short period of time, because for whatever reason, other people aren't stepping into the, you know, into the market and buying right now. I think they're not understanding what this perfect storm is, but sellers are going, we got to get our house out there. And we talked about this a couple, maybe it was last month, but we talked a lot about people now listing their house sooner than they would have. Remember we talked about, we looked at the numbers in like May, June, and I think it was late April, May, and June being a pretty big time for people listing their house. And we even said this. I mean, I remember that you and I having this discussion that people are going to list their houses sooner because they're not selling in a day or a week. Some people are having to have their house on the market for 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. A normal selling cycle is what, 30 to 45 days, maybe longer. That's normal. Yeah. You know, and some people have had their houses on that long. So if they're planning on moving by May or June, they're listing now. And so rather than
they should be listing now. Some of them aren't, but they
should.
Well,
but we're seeing the there's an uptick in listings.
There definitely is.
People that have good agents, I think, are understanding that here's your opportunity as well. So anyways, bottom line, now's the time to buy because of these particular factors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. I totally agree. And just please look at our Facebook group. Go to www.coloradorealestateexperience.com. Give us your ideas and, you know, message us if you need anything. If you want that buy versus rent analysis, just text us at text rent to 720-650-6440, and we will get that right over to you. So I think we'll wrap it up with that and let us know if there's anything that we can do to see how much you qualify for either, too. That's something that's really important.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, have a great day.
Take care. Go out there and buy a house.